The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at cooperadio.org. Being a new mother can bring on a strange combination of pride and panic. And for a new, single mother facing some hardship, life can be downright frightening. Thanks to the YWCA, however, there is a place for new and expectant mothers and their children who need help to go to. Crabtree Corner sits in the heart of the downtown East Side. It's a place where rebirth after birth can take place, through programs, housing, and support that have lifted up countless mums and their kids for almost 20 years. Jordan Kochuk spent a day there and brings us this story.
YWCA, Crabtree Corner.
Oh, yes.
Hold on 2 seconds. What kind of resources were you looking for? For housing, we actually have a housing worker that I could transfer you to. Yes.
What began almost 20 years ago as a small, tight-knit grassroots group of new mothers who needed support and babysitting, Crabtree Corner has grown into a complex culture, a shining gem of a 5-story building downtown where the lives of new mothers and families can change. Through support, a huge community kitchen, referrals, parenting programs, daycare, and more, recovering women who need a hand in what can be the most difficult time in life get a fresh start. It's a beautiful facility, but the real beauty is in the strength of its participants. Mei Kwan is Crabtree Corner's supervisor of community events.
Crabtree Corner is a super special space. It is a space where people connect. It is a space where people can feel safe and feel a consistent relationship building. Physically, it's a 5-story building. We have 2 floors of housing, which houses 12 units for single moms and their children. And it's meant to be typically for women who are coming out of hospital, who've just given birth to their children. And then it is staffed almost 24/7 to be able to have moms be able to get the support that they need. We're always a space that we want to meet people where they're at. We are a harm reduction based facility. And what that means is that folks are intending to be in recovery, but in my background and have worked with mental health and addictions, every day is a brand new day and folks are working on their recovery, and that's all we need. Having slips, having moments where life happens in a hard way sometimes, and folks need a way to help cope. And it's trauma-based a lot of times, but for whatever reason, we don't judge. We meet people, support folks, are here to celebrate the moments of resiliency as well. And it's not all about the hard stuff. The great stuff happens, and that's what community is about. It's through the good stuff as well as the bad stuff, and that's what we do here at Crabtree. It is primarily single moms and their children. It's meant to be a safe and stable space for women and their children to connect. We have a lot of women who are just newly immigrated. It could be refugee status, trying to understand culture and language. We have folks who are local from the downtown East Side who have had a really trauma-filled past with mental health and addictions histories personally and within their greater family or close ones experiences. We have folks who are just facing economic hardship, like for multiple reasons, and are living, you know, from check to check, day to day. And what we do is then we help to support what those needs are. One of the basic things that we know from the community is needing a roof over their heads and food.
Hi. Would you like lunch?
Oh.
See, we just done already.
Oh, sorry.
No,
it's okay. Yeah. There you go. Enjoy!
Staff and volunteers hand home-cooked meals out on the sidewalk instead of their cafeteria these days due to COVID, but it hasn't changed their passion or their output.
Daily, we have a lunch program. 5 days a week, we serve up to about 100 people. Pre-pandemic, we were serving between 100 to 130 with a dining room that folks can sit in and just relax, relax from the environment, relax from the outside world. Whether it's really hot, we have air conditioning, which is really great in the summertime, as well as heat and cover for folks from the horrific rain that we have, as we've experienced just recently. So for the full elements, people can come in, and we accept all folks who identify as women and children. And that's meant to be a safe space for women at our lunchtimes. But we never turn any folks away. So if dads or community members are at our door at reception and it's lunchtime and they ask if they can have a plate, we will bring one up to the reception, just so then they can be fed, but they just can't be in the space that's meant to be safe for women.
Hey, would you like a lunch? I can get you one from the back.
Currently, during the pandemic, and we never closed down during the pandemic, a lot of services had to regroup, but we were able to keep our doors open, and we mobilized quite quickly to be able to serve all our lunches outside. So we would make bagged lunches, hot meals in takeaway containers, and share it to the community members who walked by. And at that point, we never would differentiate between anybody who was hungry. So gender was no longer a thing that we would divide meals for. It's commercial stove, a commercial fridge, a commercial freezer, and it's a real feel of what a commercial kitchen looks like, so that when folks are ready to move on from us, they're able to feel comfortable and work in a commercial kitchen if that's where they want to take their futures or their careers.
A bowl of soup, a sweet treat, a fruit, a spoon, and oven bannock.
Linda McMillan has had a long history with Crabtree and now helps supervise the massive commercial kitchen that makes all the meals. Linda, like countless other women, worked hard to go from a program participant to a proud employee helping others. And the kitchen's lucky to have her.
I've always been one to love cooking, even at home. It feels great. I love doing the cooking and the serving, and sometimes being able to go outside and giving the food to the people.
Linda's story at Crabtree is pretty remarkable and spans, well, generations. Mae Kwan explains.
I have a staff member who has worked through the different programmings, but not only that, she came here as a child with her mom. And so it's so amazing as I slowly learned, and we built a relationship, and she was able to trust me to share some of her history, was that she came to the original Crabtree site many, many, many years ago with her mom, and was attending as a child to some of the programming when we weren't even located at 533 East Hastings. So now she is a mom herself with four children, and two of her daughters are still a part of Crabtree, but on a volunteer and older adult, a teenager and an adult level. And it's amazing to see sort of the span of three generations, and that's part of hopefully breaking the generational traumas and rebuilding. And they did all the work themselves to be able to get themselves here, and we were just space and bystanders to support whatever the families were needing at the moment.
My oldest, she helps out with cooking and serving out. She's really good and upbeat. And my teenager, second oldest, she starting wanting to come in and volunteer at a very young age, which was hard because she was too young at the time. She was only 11 or 12. And she just comes in on Prody days, and she loves doing the batters for muffins, cookies, and little treats to hand out.
The community kitchen is just one support branch of this crab tree.
In addition to that, we have a bunch of parenting programs, and with parenting programs, parents have a hard enough time to be able to make the time to attend programs, but if they've got children, we don't leave it for them to arrange for childcare. We have a childcare facility that hosts up to 24, or looks after 24 children, and it's divided from infant toddlers from 0 to 3 years of age, and then preschool age from 4 to 6 years old. So then the parents can attend all of our parenting groups. We've got this amazing childcare space. It's a licensed childcare facility. The staff team has been a part of our programming for a long time, so children will have grown out of it, and generations of children would come back, and they still recognize the familiar faces, which is really reassuring. But in addition to that, our space is like a little oasis in the urban city. There is an outdoor space inside of our building on second floor, super safe. It's managed by reception to know who comes onto the second floor, but also there's an actual outdoor playground structure with blue skies, and you can see through these windows what the traffic in the streets like outside, and you can hear all the different traffic noises, but the children are safely playing inside the space that has that bouncy, foamy playground bottom, so that if they are, you know, being a little more rambunctious and jumping, they're not going to hurt themselves.
JoJo is one of many women who has benefited from Crabtree's daycare.
It was a fluke, actually, that I even thought I would get into daycare. But I ended up getting into daycare, and as soon as I got into daycare, it started opening many doors for me as far as, you know, me being able to work on myself, get into counseling, you know, get registering, you know, for other programs and stuff for my kids. I got counseling done for my kids as well. And just doing like the daily tasks, you know, getting to appointments, you know, getting them to school on time, accessing more resources throughout those programs as well.
JoJo, like Linda, went from a program member to a Crabtree employee who now works at reception, which is kind of like being the eyes and ears of the entire place.
YWCA, Crabtree Corner. Hey. Our lunch program actually starts at 1 o'clock today. YWCA, Crabtree Corner. Hey. Our lunch program actually starts at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, I came into Crabtree probably about 4 years ago, and I was looking for childcare because I'm a single mom and I have 3 kids. And it was hectic. I didn't have a waking second to myself. So childcare was a huge thing for me so that I could start working on myself to, you know, get better from all my past and stuff. And like, I still remember my first experience coming in, you know, and I was so nervous. But, you know, I felt very, very welcomed and very, you know, like, very calm. It's a different environment, you know, because everyone's just kind of doing their own thing, but like everyone knows each other and we all like network together, you know, and it's been a good experience. They gave me better coping skills and better foundations to build like healthier relationships and to, you know, earn that trust back in people, you know, because when I came in I was pretty shut down. But then as I started being able to work on myself, then I was able to kind of come out of my circle, you know, and progress a little bit.
And on top of housing, the food program, and daycare, Crabtree is in many other corners.
We have programs such as Single Moms. We have this great program called Books, Bags, and Babies, which is run by our Aboriginal Infant Development Program. And it's bringing back folks to being able to learn about Indigenous stories and authors, books written by Indigenous folks and helped run by elders, visiting, consulting. We also have family outreach, so anything that a family is needing extra support with that doesn't involve their children per se from 0 to 6 years of age, so school-age kids, families can reach out to our program lead there. We have FASD Key Worker, which is fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. So families who are needing things, something like diagnosis, they've noticed from their child that something's a little bit not as typical as what people would see in the school system, and are often singled out within the school system over time because of behavioral issues and have never had a diagnosis. So they would have the relationship and the trust to be able to have these conversations with our program leads.
I think ultimately I just want to be able to keep progressing the way that I have been, and in working here it's given me a different hindsight of looking at things. It's given me a different for understanding like the homelessness and, you know, the people on the streets and women coming in leaving domestic violence. It's made me look at things from a different angle and made me realize that these aren't just, you know, people, you know, that are, you know, junkies and stuff. These are people that, you know, are broken and, you know, like they need the help too. You know, you got to start somewhere. So I think like working here, it's made me look at things in a different perspective altogether, you know, and have a different respect for people like that, you know. Well, there's never a dull moment. It can be, some days you can have really good days, you know, and you feel very connected, you know, with the community. Other days can be really hard because you see a lot of, you know, changes and you see a lot of heartbreaking things, but at the same time you start realizing that a lot of these girls actually depend on you, you know, they, for the little things, you know, whether it be a smoke, whether it be, you know, shampoos or whatever, you know, they really hold on to that. And I think that them holding on to that is them also working on themselves, you know, it's them building trust just a little bit into someone, you know, but they keep coming back. So it's never a dull moment, but it's definitely, you know, it's an experience, that's for sure.
We tend to want to talk about a lot of the challenges folks face because, and in all honesty, that is one of the things that we support and are purposefully working our programs for. But what I really also want to recall and also highlight is the resiliency and the strength and the courage and the drive and determination that is behind a lot of the folks who come here. It takes a lot of guts to be able to first walk through that door to make a change in anybody's life.
It would probably still pretty lonesome, pretty shut down, you know. I didn't really have any trust in people. I didn't want to have relationships with people because I had been through so much in my life. But I think that opening the doors and coming in here has just made me realize that, you know, there are second chances. There are, you know, there are good people, you know, but when you're working on yourself, you got to put in that hard work. And if you don't put in the hard work, then you're never going to get there. So you're going to be stuck in the same vicious cycle. So you got to step out of your comfort zone and get into a different environment and start working, you know, harder for yourself.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Okay, bye. Bye, girls.
That was The Pulse's Jordan Kawchuk. The YWCA Crabtree Corner Community Resource Center is located at 533 East Hastings between Jackson and Princess Avenue. You can learn more about Crabtree Corner by going to the YWCA website ywcavan.org and looking under the Programs and Services tab on the homepage. CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.